time. So I'll upload that.
As long as you're looking like Leia is in there, that's...
Leia Organa. Oh, Princess Leia Organa. Nope. Treat her with some respect. Just like you would say, President.
You are killing me.
She's a princess of Alderaan, and Alderaan is a peaceful people.
No.
They don't have any weapons.
Listen,
there.
If we're going to nerd out, we're going to nerd out on Lord of the Rings, okay? Let's get one thing straight.
Hello and welcome to Catholic Bites, a podcast for busy Catholics. I'm here today with Father Chris. And Father Chris, I have a question for you. You are a spiritual director, are you not?
Wonderful, I am.
Okay, so this is my question, and this is perhaps a setup question, perhaps a real question. I want to go deeper in my prayer life.
Hopefully that's actually true.
Well, okay, yeah. I want to go deeper in my prayer life, and I see St. Teresa of Avila, I see St. Gemma Galgani, I see all these great saints and mystics, and I'm like, that sounds awesome. I want to do that. Okay. How do I do that? What's the first step?
Okay. So the first thing that I need to make sure you're doing is following Jesus Christ.
Okay. Yeah. So, and I do that by what technique?
By living the commandments, by living the new law of the gospel. So I'm going to unpack some of this, but basically, a lot of times when we think of prayer and everything, we think of it as, okay, I've got to have the right technique down, right? So I've got to kind of center myself and breathe a certain way.
I've got to imagine certain things in my prayer.
Exactly.
I've got to meditate a certain particular way.
And if I don't get the technique right, then I'm not going to get prayer right. Something's going to be off, right? This is typically how we think.
Exactly. It's what a lot of people, it's what I inherently, even though I know better, think, okay, if I just do this right, if I just sit or kneel the right way, then I will achieve contemplation.
Exactly. So the way I think of it is prayer is, it's like learning a foreign language.
Mm-hmm.
Because ultimately, it's about entering into a relationship with God, mm-hmm. right? And so we have to learn the language that he speaks so that we can listen to him and that we can speak to him. So, but like any foreign language, if we're learning it, the best way to learn that language is to live with people that speak that language.
But even like when I'm learning a foreign language, I can use a lot of flashcards and then get there, right?
Sure. And we have those flashcards. We call it the liturgy.
Yeah, that's a good call. Good call.
Right? So we have the Psalms, we have Mass, we have these various ways in Scripture and different things. So we learn a certain type of prayer, how we pray and stuff, through this liturgical structure.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we enter into more kind of, I don't want to say personal prayer because liturgical prayer should be personal,
mm-hmm.
but a more prayer where it's really more conversational in some ways, so less formal. Where it's being formed by these kind of flashcards, by the liturgy and everything. But at the same time, we have to achieve a certain fluency. And so ultimately, it's about living with Jesus. So if I'm not aware of kind of following Christ in my day-to-day life, when I shift into prayer mode in the chapel, it's not going to make any sense.
So I guess practically that means like the number one thing to do if you're putting it this way, is not necessarily to learn a particular meditation technique.
Right.
It's to like stop sinning and start like trying to follow what Jesus says in the
gospel.
So you can't just be like a mystic and then also like a drunkard or running around and doing crazy stuff. You have to like the hard part is like you actually have to live it first.
Yeah, I mean it's sort of when you've seen a married couple that's been married for years and years and mm-hmm. years, right? And they'll see, they might pass a restaurant maybe where they had their first date or something,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of hold hands and then just a smile comes to each of their faces, right? If they haven't been in a relationship for a long time, when they see that restaurant, it means nothing to them. And the same thing is kind of true with prayer. If we're reading the scriptures, but we're not actively having a relationship with Jesus Christ in our day-to-day life, and so we're kind of avoiding him when I go out drinking, when I go mm-hmm. out, whatever, I'm avoiding Jesus, so I'm not having that relationship. Then when I go to scripture to pray, for example, I'm not going to be seeing the same thing that Jesus is trying to communicate to me. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And it also, I mean, if prayer really is God's activity in us,
right,
in a lot of ways, then we have to dispose ourselves to receiving him. And that doesn't necessarily take the form of a particular brand of meditation, but rather takes the form in really trying to live a life of holiness without sin and following him radically, right, as he calls us to.
And becoming attentive to his spirit moving in us, right? I mean, prayer, like you said, is God at work in us. Mm-hmm. He works in us throughout the day. I mean, he's moving our hearts. This is the new law of the gospel, where it's not just sort of this, okay, don't do this, do this, and very kind of strict rigor and everything. Mm-hmm. But more being attentive to the movement of the Holy Spirit at work in my heart. And so I'm actually living more and more within throughout the course of the day, because ultimately the technique, if you know, in quotes, if I can use that, is this sort of entrance into our interior self, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we have to learn how to do in prayer, is entering into ourselves where we encounter God alive in us.
So the reason that what prompted this question was reading about St. Teresa of Avila's mm-hmm. mansions, right? And she makes the point that, like, you can't just decide, oh, contemplation sounds like a good idea. I should do that.
Sure.
She makes the point that really the key work that we can do to pray better is that striving for holiness and living, putting away sin and really working to get rid of sin in our lives. And then God is free to enter us when he desires. When we brought this up before we started recording, I mentioned this topic and you said, oh, prayer is connatural knowledge.
Yeah. It's.
What does that mean?
Okay, sure. So connatural is just a wonderful term that at least St. Thomas uses to describe the type of knowledge that we have through a sharing of nature. So connatural, right? Mm-hmm. Same nature. And so again, a married couple is going to see things in a similar way. People who speak the same language see things in a certain way. People who live together. So there's this knowledge that we have that comes through living with someone. And not just living, but really sharing your heart with someone.
Like with that term, there connotes a certain, like there's a touching almost. You know, the two are able to, it's the communicate because they're together, not because they've expressed it.
Right. Know? Yeah, it's this, and ultimately it comes through love, right? Mm-hmm. When you love someone, you're able to see as that person sees.
Yeah.
And so this is the knowledge. This is sort of, it's heart knowledge, right? Mm-hmm. It's this connatural knowledge is this knowledge that we have through our love for someone and the love that unites us to that person. And so prayer, or at least contemplative prayer, is a fruit of connatural knowledge. So it comes forth from this sharing in God's nature. And so by loving God, we're able to see what he sees, which is what contemplation is it's beholding the beauty of God as he sees himself, right? Mm-hmm. And it's this awe and wonder at that experience. But if we don't have that sharing of nature, we can't have that experience of awe. You know, I mean, just how many American kind of things that we love as Americans don't make sense to someone. It doesn't give someone awe and wonder if they're not immersed in the American life.
Exactly, yeah. Well, you know, so the practical side of this is, if you want to pray better, if you want to pray more deeply, mm-hmm. then the first thing you should do is maybe find that area in your life where you're not following the gospel. Maybe it's possessions, maybe it's pleasures, maybe it's pride, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And ask the Lord for the grace to tackle that and strive to tackle that first before you go and learn centering prayer or before you go and learn Ignatian meditation, which are good things.
Sure,
but,
sure.
But what's more important in a certain sense is to really focus on living a good life.
Absolutely. And I do think it's important to recognize that living a good life is itself a God's living in us, right?
Yeah,
I mean, we don't want to make it seem like, okay, well, I have to do a certain amount of work and then I can encounter God in prayer, right? Because that doing the good thing is itself God communicating himself to me. So, but no, you're right. In terms of these different prayer techniques, as good and helpful as they can be, if we're not living the gospel, it's we're not praying.
Yeah, it's true. And Jesus really calls us to live the gospel. It's not just for the cloistered nuns that we go visit, right? It's for each and every one of us. And when he says to leave everything and follow him, in a certain sense, we are all called to that, some to more radically than others. But that's the hard part. And the funny thing is, like, that's the part you usually, when people want this, they want just a technique to get better, it's usually because they don't want to skip the, I see this in myself. I want to skip the hard part, which is giving up my sinfulness.
Well, and it's because technique can be a very isolating form of prayer. Prayer is being in relationship with Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I mean, he always, that's the invitation, right? Follow me. Mm-hmm. And so real prayer is this encounter with the other. And that's hard, you know. It's not a technique. It's a living with him in a real way, loving him. So
great. Well, I think that will hopefully help some of our listeners. It helps me, even though.
Yeah, you just need to stop sinning.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, that's the hard part. And I just want the technique, man.
That's right.
That I can do. If you like this talk, if you'd like to listen to other great Catholic talks, you can find us at CatholicBitesPodcast.com. Thank you to everyone who supports us there. You can support us by clicking on the donate button. You can also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, and you can find all our back episodes there. Thank you for listening. God bless you.